Coppell resident Jason Dyke is used to having the tough conversations most of us never want to think about. He's the president of Carson's Village, a nonprofit that provides free help to families facing the sudden death of a loved one.
Once we get the plan in place, you can just, you can hear the relief in their voice to go, oh my gosh, there's someone here to help me that's not going to charge me money, that's not asking for anything in return.
Dyke started the group after a loss in his own family. His son Carson died by suicide in 2017. Dyke and his family found themselves navigating the aftermath largely on their own, and he thought there must be countless families like his who need more support. Through Carson's Village, Dyke and his team help families with whatever they may need after a loved one dies, whether it's managing funeral arrangements, creating memorial websites, or connecting with mental health services. Now, that work is being complicated by the coronavirus pandemic.
The funerals are for the living, you know, not the dead. And every mourner needs that human touch, and it's hard to close that grief without that human touch.
Carson's Village recently worked with its first family that lost a loved one to COVID-19. But Dyke says the mourning process has been transformed for everyone, regardless of cause of death.
There are people that their loved one didn't pass from coronavirus. They don't have coronavirus, but they have to follow all those guidelines because of the situation that's there. And they're affected just as if their loved one did die from coronavirus.
Restrictions around large gatherings mean some families are streaming funerals online. Others have designated shifts for visitation, scheduling a few people at a time to come by and pay their respects.
You know, we've encouraged people to plant trees, write letters to the people, you know, so they can express their emotions. But it's amazing how so much has changed from where I was standing in January to where we are right now in April. Everybody's mourning, not only the loss of a way of life, but the loss of their loved one, and that's just complicating all that grief.
It's tough to say when that grieving process may be uncomplicated. Health officials say social distancing is helping reduce transmission, but they're preparing for a possible surge of COVID-19 cases in the coming weeks. Dr. Philip Wong is the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services.
We are, based on our own data, flattening the curve. We're estimating that the peak right now may occur towards the end of April or the beginning of May, but it continues to change.
Jason Dyke says Carson's Village is preparing to help an influx of families if needed.
We brought on additional staff to make sure that we can handle any uptick in requests that we have. You know, we've put together some documentation that helps families kind of navigate through this.
In the months after a loved one's death, Carson's Village will follow up with each family. Dyke says it's tough to know what their needs may be as the coronavirus pandemic changes what mourning looks like. Families may be grieving in isolation, but Dyke says they don't have to do it alone. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.